include Odoo, an all-in-one business management platform with the goal of bringing every part of business together. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com/NPR. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas Fed Mireille Prahl for Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 5th at 2 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We do have an extreme heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night for portions of the KPR listening area right now. 92 degrees in Lawrence with a feels-like index of 101.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 6:30. At 6:36, the Education Department has been collecting civil rights data about things like bullying, harassment, and disability services in schools for many years, but it has not made its latest information public. What does that tell us? Janaki Mehta will explain. Also, an overview of the possible big nuptial events for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. You know, Reuters is saying they already got married. We're going to speak with a reporter for Page Six out of the New York Post. Tell us what she knows. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR 1 stations, we have Classics Live. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, it's Prairie Journal. This week, the girls that desegregated America's schools and how Fred Harvey brought fine dining to the West, part of the Kansas 250 bookshelf series. Kay McIntyre is your host at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
The time is 6:20.
Support on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition. Start your day off right with the latest news and more.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. Still very hot outside. We have extreme heat warnings in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night. Right now, 92 degrees in Lawrence, but it feels like 101. It's 6:30.
NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The state of Kansas reported today that total tax collections for June of 2026 were $1.07 billion. That's about $33.5 million above the estimate. Total tax collections were up 1% from June of 2025. The next Kansas governor will decide the future of the state's AI policy. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains how one candidate says the technology could make government more efficient.
Republican candidate for Governor Scott Schwab says he wants to expand AI to improve customer service. He points to Maine, a state that uses a digital assistant to answer routine questions, allowing employees to focus on more complex work.
That saves us hundreds of calls a day.
Schwab says AI should supplement, not replace, human workers, and he believes it can improve government efficiency while saving taxpayer dollars. Democratic candidate Cindy Holscher says the new technology is important, but AI should not be used to balance the budget on the backs of workers. Other candidates did not respond to questions about AI. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A lawsuit heading to the Kansas Court of Appeals could make it harder for cities to reject citizen petitions over taxes. Rachel Schnelli has that story.
At issue is a petition in Topeka requesting a public vote if the city wanted to raise the total amount of property tax collections. The city rejected it, and a judge later agreed. The ruling said the property tax rate is a complicated administrative issue that is daunting and requires expertise. In an appeal, supporters of the initial petition say local tax rates are inherently a legislative issue that residents should be directly involved in. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelli.
Hundreds of people have signed a petition calling on Pottawatomie County officials to impose a moratorium on data centers. Organizers of the petition drive say the county is not being transparent enough as it considers proposed data center projects. KSNT reports more than 500 residents have signed the petition so far. Opponents say data centers pose risks to public health, safety, and infrastructure. Extreme heat warnings are in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night for portions of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence and Topeka. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Oh, Cocktail Hour brings you Mr. Bongo in Paris, Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads, and the exotic percussion of Martin Denny. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We have a bit more All Things Considered still to come at 7 o'clock or 7:01 on your KPR One stations. We'll have Classics Live, followed by some classical music with Kay McIntyre. If you are joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal, followed at 8 by The Middle, featuring Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
So have a few more days of this really horrible, ugly, hot weather. Humid conditions tonight, low in the mid-70s. Humid conditions tomorrow, highs in the lower 90s. Humid conditions tomorrow night with a low in the mid-70s. For a big change on Independence Day, hot and humid with a high in the mid-90s. We have an extreme heat warning till 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm Juana Summers. As America prepares to mark its 250th birthday this weekend, we were wondering, how do people view the country and the celebrations? NPR's Frank Langfitt attended two very different ones here in the nation's capital to find out.
Michael Ock drove in from Northern Virginia earlier this week to see the Trump-sanctioned Great American State Fair on the National Mall. Ock stood on a grassy lawn, taking in the giant Ferris wheel and pavilions promoting U.S. states.
Florida, they're talking about the manatees and the nature and all the water and seafood. Texas was the Space Center. They did a really nice job with this. You got to see it, and we probably won't see it again in our life.
It's co-owned by parents and teens, so parents can monitor the account while teens learn how to invest. More at Schwab.com.
How do you celebrate America's 250th birthday outdoors when a heat wave is broiling several states? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Handy hints and, of course, patriotism coming up tomorrow on Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Coming up next, it's Classics Live tonight. Piano professor from UMKC, Sean Chen, gave a recital at JCCC. We will hear his performances of the Four Ballades by Chopin and his own arrangement for solo piano of The Sorcerer's Apprentice. It's all coming up in less than a minute here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Partly cloudy tonight and humid with a low in the mid-70s. Humid and hot tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. Take it easy. Stay hydrated. It's 7:01.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with a classical piano recital from the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. This Doreen Morande recital features pianist Sean Chen. Here's Sean Chen now taking the stage here at the Polsky Theater. He'll start with the collection of the Brahms, Four Ballades, or Ballads for Piano. four pieces by Johannes Brahms. Brahms' set of four ballades. Kansas City pianist Sean Chen. Now he's getting ready to play his own arrangement of The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas. we usually hear The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas, played by an orchestra. But that was pianist Sean Chen's own arrangement or reduction of it for solo piano, still bringing to mind the bungling of the apprentice when he thought he could easily do magic like his master. Before arriving in Kansas City, Sean Chen had won several of the world's most prestigious piano awards, including third place in the 2013 Van Cliburn competition. He came to the Kansas City area to assume the artist-in-residence role at UMKC's Conservatory of Music. From that, he moved up to professor of piano at UMKC. He's known to go beyond simply playing the notes. In addition to rearranging symphonic pieces for piano solo, he writes his own compositions, and he's able to improvise on anything another composer has already written. We're so glad you got to hear Sean Chen's program in this Ruhl Joyce Doreen Marande Polsky Theater recital. KPR's Chuck Smith was our broadcast engineer. I'm your classical concert companion, Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Another KPR recording, this one from July 2014, when members of Summerfest came to KPR and played their Victorian Kitchen Garden Suite with clarinetist Jane Carl and harpist Tabitha Rice Steiner. This has been Classics Live from KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
News stories don't start in a newsroom. They start when something happens, and people want to know why. On Morning Edition, we're here for your right to be curious. Listen every weekday morning on NPR.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Iran.
The state's Republican Attorney General Liz Merle on 8 counts of malfeasance in office and 8 counts of intimidation. The letters went to 5 Democratic city council members, the mayor, the city attorney, and a retired judge. The dispute began after the state legislature combined the parish's criminal and civil clerk offices. Merle argued the parish's civil court clerk should take over, and she warned the city officials that she'd take legal action to remove them from office if they moved to fill the seat. Merle calls the indictment, quote, retaliatory, meritless, and unconstitutional. Republican Governor Jeff Landry posted that he would, quote, pardon her as fast as the law allows. For NPR News, I'm Mel Bridges in New Orleans.
The extreme daytime heat in much of the eastern U.S. is likely to set records, but as NPR's Scott Newman reports, experts say the warm nighttime temperatures are also a health concern.
Daytime highs are expected to reach into the 100s for parts of the mid-Atlantic through the end of the week. Ashley Ward, director of the Heat Policy Innovation Hub at Duke University's Nicholas Institute, says climate change is not only bringing hotter days, but hotter nights, too. And that's worrisome, she says.
We're not getting the opportunity for recovery overnight.
Roughly 35 million Americans do not have air conditioning installed in their homes, making them more vulnerable to heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Scott Newman, NPR News.
Major stock indexes closed mixed today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
Stardate July 2nd.
John Philip Seuss's Sesquicentennial Exposition on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by the Eastman Wind Ensemble under the direction of Frederick Fennell. I heard that piece last night at the Lawrence City Band Concert at the Lead Center on the University of Kansas campus and thought I would share it with you as we head into our semi-quincentennial weekend. Sousa wrote that back in 1926 as the USA was marking 150 years since the Declaration of Independence, as we're heading into our America 250 weekend. Celebrating our semi-quincentennial, I thought it was worth a look back at our sesquicentennial exposition. Again, that by John Philip Sousa. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre. Now something from the United States Air Force Band, but a very different feel. This is a psalm for band by Vincent Persichetti. It's performed by the U.S. Air Force Band under the direction of Colonel Lowell E. Graham on Kansas Public Radio. Vincent Persichetti's Psalm for Band by the United States Air Force Band on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Thursday evening. I'm especially excited to introduce this next piece. It's Mi Oración Azul, My Blue Prayer by Joe Parra. As far as I understand it, this is probably the broadcast debut from their new CD, Celebración. Joe Parra is a quartet, two husband-wife teams based in Pittsburgh and Great Bend. I first learned of them a couple years ago. They performed at KPR's Live Day. They have a brand new CD out, just out this week. This is a composition, Mi Oración Azul, from their brand new CD, Celebración, on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you enjoy it. The Paraguayan sounds of Joe Parra. That was Mi Oración Azul on Kansas Public Radio. Last week at the Sunflower Music Festival, I met a young cellist who had a special request for music by Croatian composer Dora Pejetovic. He was looking for a cello sonata. Unfortunately, I could not find a cello sonata, but I did find a violin sonata by her, also known as a Slavonic sonata. We'll hear that now on Kansas Public Radio. The Slavonic Sonata by Croatian composer Dora Pejacevic on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by Itamar Zorman on violin and Jeva Jokubovicude on piano. That was by request from Andrew from the Sunflower Music Festival last week. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information available at lmh.org/orthokansas. A little more violin and piano music, this by Harry Burley. We'll hear his Southland Sketches on Kansas Public Radio. Joplin Sketches, performed by Kristen Lee and Jun Cho on Kansas Public Radio. We'll end this hour with another selection from my favorite Paraguayan musicians, the Joe Pará Ensemble. They play music from Paraguay, but this one has a distinctive Kansas tune. I think you'll recognize it. I think they generally end all of their concerts with this. Again, this is the Joe Pará Ensemble from their brand new CD, Celebración, on Kansas Public Radio. Joe Pará Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Of course, that's Home on the Range, arranged by Ramiro Miranda from their new CD, Celebración, music from Paraguay. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 KANQ Chanute 90.3 online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington,